what I'm going to talk about today is a toolkit that we're developing at NCI. I wanted to start by just introducing the team members, and they're all here today joining us, and we also have additional collaborators at NCI that we work with, as well as others here that we've been collaborating with in different capacities who are in the audience. So just to give you a little bit of context of what we do, the Science of Team Science team at NCI, we have three primary focal areas. We work on studying the team science, and we do that, our laboratory for studying team science is primarily our transdisciplinary center initiatives, where we have a chance to look at the various processes and outcomes of team science in that context. And through that, we're trying to advance methods, measures, and definitions and models in the context of team science. We also work on developing and supporting the field of the science of team science, and you've heard of these activities over the last day and a half, and facilitating team science programs and projects. And so one of those activities was actually brought up yesterday by Steve Fiore, the call for supporting these planning grants kind of things. We do have something on the street now. Admittedly, the R13 is a difficult mechanism for us. It comes from a separate pot of money, so there's limited resources, but I am working with the NIH community to use this model and provide other ways that we can support this kind of activity. And then the Team Science Toolkit. So in response to a question we heard earlier about the correlational nature of the data, I think that in some of the conversation that went around that, clearly team science is not new. And much of the work that can inform team science also is not new. It's just distributed across many different disciplines and hasn't necessarily been applied in this context in a way that can be useful and immediately translated. So what we hope to do is help propel that trajectory. Typically, when we think about a new and emerging science, it goes through a series of early efforts, such as conceptual development and taxonomy development. Then it moves into sort of the measurement development phase and methodology. We then, at the same time, are working to develop a foundation of information that would support and lead to hypothesis generation to help us know which directions we're going into. We've done, for instance, the concept mapping, which helps sort of lay out a roadmap that we can start thinking about coalescing the work that's happened. And I think that in that point, you then move to the more sophisticated designs that would lead to some more substantial findings that would be translatable. So I think that we are in a process of trying to figure out how to bring together the knowledge that's out there to inform the work that we're trying to do. So in order to help propel the field, and so again, I think I touched upon this, the growing investment and number of people engaging, managing, and educating in the context of a research infrastructure and culture that hasn't been extraordinarily supportive of these efforts. So we have tenure and promotion policies that are not necessarily helping move young investigators into this area because of the disincentives that they see. And also this idea that I just mentioned, that there's an increasing number of resources that are being published, for instance, in disciplines across the spectrum of science, which makes it difficult for us to bring it all together. So what we started thinking about was this need to have a platform to summarize and consolidate the cutting edge knowledge from these disparate fields. And these could be things around the science of team science, or these lessons learned and best practices that are being published around the practice of team science. The need for interactive tools to help facilitate communication between the people who are working in these areas, people who want to advance the science of team science, as well as facilitate the practice. And so a platform or place for people to be able to share and find work of others, or the tools that others have developed. So what we've done is started to build a toolkit. Now, each of you have a feedback form that I'm hoping you could think about as I go through this, because we're in an exciting place, I think, which is we've started to develop and work through some of the things that we think might be helpful as a toolkit, but we're also at a place where we can still use the input of the community to help refine it, add things that the community thinks might be of an advantage, change things, including the name. It's I heard it mentioned toolkit sort of is being a little bit overused. Perhaps you have a suggestion for something that might describe what we're doing better. So we're open to all sorts of input. So I'm just going to briefly go through some of the features that we've been working on. And what we're hoping is to provide a wiki platform which would help people identify the resources that they need. So we're anticipating a broad spectrum of stakeholders, and we're hoping to, again, help people focus on how to get those resources that they need. So we have a section called Engaging in Team Science, and that's for people who are engaging or managing team science. And what some primary resources that you'll find there would be tools that people have developed. So for instance, Howard Ganlin shared with us his prenuptial collaborative agreement template. He could go onto this website, provide some information on a variety of different characteristics of his tool that will help people find it once he uploads it. He uploads that document, and then it's there for others to go and find. And I'll talk a little bit about how you can actually find the resource that you're looking for, and then to be able to download that. Similarly, with the studying team science, for those people who are developing measures and various instruments, you'll be able to go upload your instrument for people to comment on, to download, to build upon. You'll be able to provide some series of information about that measure, as well as include a PDF of the measure so it's actually there. So oftentimes when we publish about measures or the work that we're doing, we don't have the opportunity to include the whole measure, and so people aren't able to access that easily. This would be a way for people to do that. We have some other sections. What is team science? That's a place for some broad conceptual information about the science of team science, as well as team science more generally. We anticipate a bibliography, and we're hoping that when people upload or contribute, either as authors or people who have found articles that they think would be particularly relevant to the community, they'll be able to identify some key information about that article and provide the citation. That will then allow us to categorize those bibliographies and help people find the ones that are relevant to them in this vast array of literature that's building. The expert blog, we're anticipating soliciting each month an expert to reflect on something conceptual, methodological, theoretical, practical, that they've been experiencing or finding in their work, that they could write a one or two page commentary piece about. And then over the course of the month, the community can interact with and comment on and create a dialogue around that topic. Listserv will be ready to launch after this conference, so we'll be sending all of the participants an email, so instructing you how to sign up for the listserv. And this would be a more macro level place for people to discuss or share cross-cutting issues or materials. Whereas the user groups, we anticipate having places where thematic groupings could be identified and people to discuss around. So for instance, if you're interested in interdisciplinary bibliometrics and trying to figure out how to work through the mechanics of that or challenges that you're facing, you could develop a user group around that, and a community could start to form and dialogue around that specific, rather than the larger, broader listserv. You have a forum to deal with more specific topic areas. The Team Science News will be a place, again, this will be user generated. So if you have something you want to share, a workshop, a job posting, you could go up, post that on there. After a certain amount of time, it will be automatically archived to keep it manageable. So what I'd like to do now is just sort of run through a hypothetical example of how you might go through this website and what you might find and how it might be useful. So my hypothetical example is there is a researcher could be a man, could be a woman, perhaps in the context of our last discussion, it's a man. And he has brought together a team of new colleagues from different disciplines. He wants to develop an interdisciplinary project. He applies for that, gets it funded. They start working together, and he discovers that the collaboration may not be going as effectively as he would like. So he's looking to find some information to help him navigate that collaborative process. He comes to the toolkit. He starts by looking at some general information. He peruses that, and then he decides, you know, I really just want to find what I need right now. So I'm going to do an advanced search, and I'm going to try to find something to help me deal with this collaboration. Now, this search function, he could choose to search based on a particular resource. So he could go in and just choose to search the tools or a particular measure of some team science dimension. If he does that, he'll get a set of criteria that are specific to that kind of resource. Whereas he decides he's not quite sure which type of tool or resource that he wants, so he's going to choose all resources. And this gives him a set of criteria that each resource is tagged, no matter what type of resource it is. So he decides to use a keyword collaboration. He checks engaging in team science, because that's what he's focused on right now. And he sees that there's a box for enhanced team performance, interactions, and attitudes. That's what he's interested in. He notices there's provide institutional support or provide training. He thinks those are interesting, and maybe he'll come back another time. But right now, he wants to stay focused on helping his team. So this gives him some search results. The results are tailored to the things that he's interested in, and then grouped by the type of resource, so he can it helps organize the different resources that are out there. So he finds a tool about best practices for informing communication, a bibliographic reference about making collaboration work, and he finds an instrument called the Research Orientation Scale. So he peruses some of those. He finds that he's intrigued by the Research Orientation Scale, so he clicks on that. That provides him with some details about that measure. The person who uploaded this had the opportunity to choose some goals that they thought that measure was relevant for, a brief description. We don't see all of the attributes because of the size of the screen, but there would be things like psychometric properties if the person decided to include that information, as well as citations related to this particular measure. So he decides this is interesting. This is a way for him to look at the values and attitudes of his team. He thinks maybe what he could do is use this to facilitate discussion amongst his collaborators and start to work through some of the collaborative process. Maybe he could use this to look at how their orientation is changing over time. So he clicks the download the PDF and gets the actual measure for him to use. So that's just one example of one sort of trajectory through this toolkit. As I said, there's all these different facets, and we're very much open to any of the input or suggestions that this group has to offer, and thinking about the needs that might be relevant to you or the way you might be able to leverage this toolkit. And so you can provide those feedback forms to the registration desk. Just to plug, we do have a postdoc opportunity available. We have some information about, for instance, you could get the full video cast and presentations of the 2006 conference that was mentioned. The 2008 journal supplement is also available. Every article in PDF form is available right there on that site, as well as some other information that you can find. So I just want to thank everybody for your time, and feel free to contact me with any questions.